Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today I have a fascinating episode for you. I am going to tell you the very, very first thing that I notice in Poland flying in before I even touch the ground, and it's something called community gardens. And in Poland they call it ROD, ROD, or colloquially, RODOS. These gardens, when I was flying in, I have to admit something a little bit embarrassing. I thought this kind of neighborhood was kind of a segment of Polish society where they lived in tiny houses all close together. I thought it was some sort of neighborhood, but I later figured out that these are areas where people can buy a small plot of land and a little house and do their gardening and do all kinds of fun things. So today, after all these years, I decided to come and visit one, and I want to show you around. I want to show you some of the things that made an impression on me here in these gardens. Let's get right to it. Well, where I'm standing right now, this is not my garden plot. This actually belongs to my good friend and former baseball catcher with Defenders Częstochowa, Andrzej, and he's been kind enough to invite me here. And all I want to do right now is walk around, show you some video, and share some good information with you. Let's go.
The first thing I'd like to share with you is the fact that there's a funny background story to these community gardens or allotments here in Poland. Sometimes you can hear them referred to in Polish as RODOS, Rodzinne Ogrody Działkowe Ogrodzone Szatką, which would literally translate to family allotments with a chain link fence. What's funny about calling them RODOS is the fact that RODOS is also the Polish word for the Greek island of Rhodes. A lot of Poles visit the island of Rhodes for holidays, and there's even a meme floating around online where Poles joke that they'll be spending their holidays in RODOS, but will actually be spending time near home in their private community gardens. Love it. During my research, I learned that in Poland there are currently 5,000 garden plot communities covering a surface area of over 44,000 hectares with just under 1 million individual garden plots. Poles take this form of recreation very seriously, and in big cities like Warsaw, these plots have become a hot commodity with the value of the land reaching record levels. Another aspect I'd like to discuss is the reason why Poles spend good money for these community gardens. The idea decades ago was to give folks living in crowded areas the opportunity to simply enjoy nature by getting away from the everyday city grind. During the warmer months, Poles love grilling out, relaxing in their home-built gazebos, and I can see lots of sandboxes and portable swimming pools set up for the kids. But I think most Poles will tell you that planting a garden is the chief activity here. And speaking of planting a garden, I am amazed at how many Poles are into harvesting their own fruits and veggies. I get all kinds of homegrown treats from my friends and students as gifts. This year I got dozens and dozens of cucumbers straight from one of their garden plots, and we are going to pickle them up or use a few in a garden salad. Just love it. As I walk through the community here in Częstochowa, many things stand out to me. First of all, it's a really homey, pleasant environment. People look genuinely happy here. There's a sense of family. I can see smiles on people's faces, I can hear laughter, I see beautiful gardens, and there's a variety of greenhouses with all kinds of things growing inside. Passing by dozens of allotments, I am blown away with how many people have small orchards of fruit trees, and the smell of fresh flowers in the air is dominant. No two allotments look the same, and what surprised me is that most plots are so well taken care of. You get the sense that the owners take pride in keeping their gardens in pristine condition. Look at this one. It does feel a little crowded, but it's the kind of positive crowded you feel being up at the seaside or in a popular mountain town. As I was preparing for recording this episode, I asked several of my students to talk to me about these community gardens beforehand, and I found out that one of my students just purchased the lease to one recently. I couldn't resist asking about the price, and he revealed that he paid 20,000 zlotyk for 400 square meters in size, which breaks down to about $5,000 for 4,000 square feet of land. And remember, that's just to own the lease. And I say lease because you cannot ever technically own the land. It's only yours as long as you live. You can sell your lease, of course, to another buyer, but it's not something that your family can even inherit. Again, I have never come across anything quite like this in my life growing up in Houston, Texas. As I walked and talked with my friend Andrzej, I found out that there are some regulations that these landholders have to abide by in order to fulfill the rules of the association that governs the plots. For instance, holders are not allowed to live permanently on the plot, conduct business or gainful activity, light open campfires, or burn any kind of waste whatsoever. You are also not allowed to erect brick barbecues or maintain beehives. And I found it a little humorous that there's a clearly written law right here in the sign banning the breeding of pigeons where no one can have more than 20 pigeons at a time. This has really been a fun and educational day for me. I'm so happy I went here.
Well, these were Polish garden plots. I hope you found this film interesting. If you ever have the chance to be invited to kind of a party here or to come visit one, take the opportunity to do that. I think that you won't regret it. If you have not subscribed to the channel, I'd love to have you. We have a lot of videos coming up. I'm about to take a family trip to the US, and I have a few videos planned in the US as well. Don't want you to miss out. Thank you so much for watching, and see you in the next episode.